from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting a second day of lockdown in Brussels. The residents of Belgium's capital city woke up today to a second day of a lockdown on its subway system and deserted streets patrolled by security forces. Sunday's also the second day for the highest threat level to be issued for Brussels. All of this in the wake of the November 13th Paris attack that left 130 people dead. In a news conference today at the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, President Obama was asked about defeating the Islamic State, which claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks.
The message I have is that those of us who are charged with protecting the American people are going to do everything we can to destroy this particular network. Once this network is destroyed, and it will be, there may be others that pop up in different parts of the world. And so we're going to have to continue to take seriously how we maintain the infrastructure that we built to prevent this.
President Obama said the media can have a big part in the fight against the Islamic State by not glorifying the militants' actions. President Obama reiterated his opposition Sunday to calls for increasing barriers for accepting Iraqi and Syrian refugees. He said he understands why U.S. lawmakers moved quickly on legislation limiting the refugee program after the Paris attacks, but he says the legislation may not make things any better.
I'll be as clear as I can on this. Prejudice and discrimination helps ISIL and undermines our national security.
Mr. Obama said the refugee program has been in place over several administrations from both parties. He added it can take between 18 and 24 months for people wishing to come here to be given clearance. This is VOA News. Also at ASEAN, President Obama condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead. He vowed a relentless pursuit of the killers. He also said that America's allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens and root out terrorist networks. Two West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and its affiliate, claimed joint responsibility for the attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel. Bangladesh has executed two opposition party leaders and convicted of war crimes committed during Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence. The executions took place hours after family members met with the two men and Bangladesh's home minister announced their request for a presidential clemency had been turned down. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, signed a landmark agreement today. The so-called Kuala Lumpur Declaration creates an ASEAN economic community, allowing for freer movement of trade and capital in the area of 625 million people with a combined economic output of $2.6 trillion. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to the Middle East today with the Islamic State, the war in Syria, and Israeli-Palestinian tensions expected to be high on his agenda. VOA's Pam Dawkins has details.
Secretary of State Kerry is making a return visit to the United Arab Emirates, which is part of the International Syria Support Group that met in Vienna this month to discuss a political resolution to Syria's crisis. A focal point for the group now is finding ways to unite Syria's diverse opposition groups. Another focal point is likely to be the so-called Islamic State. The UAE is among the countries supporting coalition airstrikes against the militant group in Syria. A third focal point is likely to be ways to lower spiraling tensions between Israelis and Palestinians that have resulted in the deaths of more than 80 Palestinians and at least 15 Israelis in the last 2 months. Some say that could be a tall order for Kerry. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Russia says the Crimean Peninsula has been plunged into darkness following reports of explosions at four main power lines supplying electricity from Ukraine to the disputed territory. It's not immediately clear early today whether the blasts occurred in Ukrainian territory or in Crimea, which Russia annexed last year despite international outrage. And former South Korean President Kim Jong-sam, who in the 1990s formally ended decades of military rule in his homeland, died early today. He was 87 years of age. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is Joe Palka reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.